With time running out in this week's special session, state lawmakers have lined up a showdown over education funding. Both chambers are planning final votes Friday. I'm Nick Evans. In a flurry of hearings, state lawmakers have pushed medical marijuana, economic development, tourism, and education bills to the House and Senate floor. But paying for the education bill could put the other measures in jeopardy. Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvalup is pushing an approach that would require overriding the governor's veto of public school funding.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same amount of money, so why now we've set up that we've done, it's easy. All they have to do is override the veto and vote on our bill, and you have half of what we came here to do done.
The governor made the veto to force lawmakers to appropriate more money. The Senate has already voted for the override and sent a supplemental funding package to the floor. But the House favors covering increases with money from member projects the governor struck from the budget. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.